Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. Gutterhelmetindy.com.
Let's check in with wheeling, dealing, hair-sniffing, kiss-stealing Joe Biden.
I got hairy legs. Take a test where you're taking cocaine. Come on, man. You ain't black.
So this story has fallen completely off of the radar, but the paper trail of the Biden crime family. Remember a couple weeks ago, there was a story that came out. There is money that can be traced from the Chinese Communist Party to certain members of Hunter's business community, and that member funneled money back to the Bidens. The update is Hunter's business partner, who paid over $1 million in payments to the Bidens, was a frequent White House visitor, according to presidential logs.
What do you mean, when he was vice president?
When Joe Biden was the vice president, the shady business partner, John Walker, appears to have visited the White House 16 times when then Vice President Joe Biden was in the building. So all of a sudden, this is really starting to come together. This is like the puzzle piece. At first, we found out another name of a Biden. It was Beau's widow, Hunter's side piece, the daughter-in-law. She's involved. There's still a, quote, unnamed Biden involved here. A lot of people think it's the big guy. But all things are starting to turn a little bit here. And it's because of James Comer of Kentucky. He's the chairman of the committee that's obtained all of these records and is doing all the legwork. So even though it's not going to be on CNN or MSNBC or the major networks, keep an eye on this story because Comer out of Kentucky is doing the legwork.
Yeah, and so I heard an interesting thing on Kendall and Casey Daniels today, their show, Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin saying that the bank that provided these financial statements to lawmakers is a Chinese bank.
And that's just one of the Chinese banks that the Bidens do business with.
So what I'm saying is they're the only ones that provided the statements to them. And I'm sure maybe, is that some sort of message to Joe Biden? Hey, look, there's more where this came from, boy.
Do not sleep on this story. There's more to it, even if certain networks choose not to cover it. Access to the vice president, selling access, that's a pretty big deal.